This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is prepared for further U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee hearings, but his accuser now demands the FBI reverse itself to investigate before she agrees to testify under oath. Even Democrats opposing Kavanaugh offered fuel for doubts about Professor Christine Ford's accusations. Senator Dianne Feinstein, trying to explain why the letter was just released, admitted that she could not attest to the truthfulness of Ford's accusations. And more friends of Brett Kavanaugh and his friend Mark Judge are telling how a drunken party or inappropriate actions were incompatible with either young man's character. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, a pro-life Nevada Republican is being falsely accused of opposing cancer screenings. Senator Dean Heller has called for defunding Planned Parenthood while supporting federal health centers that actually do more cancer screenings. Doctors in Canada, seemingly enamored by the business opportunities of medical killing, now want to harvest organs before they make such patients die. As the film Gosnell gets ready for its October release, NPR says they will not call the abortionist, now serving life terms in prison for abortion crimes, an abortion doctor. NPR is opting for the value-neutral term, Dr. Gosnell. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.